You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. As we progress, we're moving closer towards the time of Maghrib in Gauteng, and Maghrib getting later every day. What we at all times need to keep in mind in terms of our spiritual progress is that we need to learn to protect our tongues, and we'll talk more about that for a short while in terms of how can we go about protecting our tongues from unnecessary and fuzul speech, unnecessary speech. So we'll talk about that later on in the program. But for now, there's also some advice of the great sage of the age, and that is none other than Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahumullah, and he's given advice on how to curb your appetite and how to eat less, how to control your eating, and how to eat less, and we're going to share that with you in just a short while. When we come back from this break. Serious, oh, serious, oh, sure. I feel sad and helpless, for my brothers in Syria. Praying for the heroes of Islam. My brothers are being oppressed by the tyrants of Syria. So Imam Ghazali, rahimahumullah, has written that a constant desire to eat is the root of countless sins. This leads to an urge to satisfy one's sexual appetite. And when one is a slave of one's sexual passions, his desire to attain wealth increases, as most sexual desires cannot be fulfilled without wealth. But then a person will then be in search of fame and worldly status, as wealth is more easily obtainable if one acquires a degree of popularity and fame. And now that the desire for wealth and fame have combined, a person will be on the highway of demoralization, gathering pride, boastfulness, jealousy, malice, enmity, and those of other evil accomplices as the person goes along. And eventually, he will have all the perfect tools to destroy his iman, and he will be vanquished, which is why the hadith declares that hunger is more rewarding. Now, there are seven benefits of eating less. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the worst utensil that a man can fill is his stomach. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sufficient for a man to eat a few morsels only, whereby he manages to keep his back straight. And if anybody really needs to eat more, he should divide his stomach into three parts. One third for food, one third for water, and one third for air for his breathing. And the benefit of eating less is innumerable, but there are a few points in this regard which Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has enumerated. And he says the first point is, by eating less, the heart remains clean, and one's basira, one's foresight is strengthened. Excessive eating results in a lower acumen. It makes the eyes of the heart blind. And when a person is deprived of intelligence, he will never attain the true recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first harm. The second harm is, the heart will soften and a person will experience more enjoyment in his devotion. So this is the second benefit of eating less. That your heart will soften and you'll experience more benefit or more enjoyment in your devotion. When a person's stomach is empty, he sincerely humbles himself when communicating with Allah. And he experiences sensation of joy in those moments. Thus, fear and humility will increase. And these are keys to the true recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, the third benefit is the rebellious nafs, the carnal self, is subdued. And naturally, when the enemy is powerless, a person will be able to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unflinchingly, whereby the doors of eternal bliss will open for him. It is for this very reason that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered material benefit, he remarked, I desire to eat one day and remain hungry the next so that I may exercise gratitude and when satiated and patience when hungry. When I'm satisfied, I will be display gratitude, and when I am hungry, I will display patience. The fourth benefit of eating less is that by remaining hungry, a person will taste some of the difficulties of the year after, which will remind him to be diligent in fulfilling his duties to Allah. Similarly, hunger is one of the easiest punishments that are self-inflicted. Thus, one who is constantly being reminded about the punishment of Allah will not incline towards any evil. Then fifthly, all the desires of man are subsequently subdued. The man feels no temptation, hence love of the world will remain in his heart. Dhunnun Misri, rahimahullah, says that whenever he filled his belly, inevitably committed some sin, or the intention to sin played havoc with him in his mind. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha stated that filling the belly was the first innovation that plagued the ummah after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this subsequently led to the ummah to material indulgence. And the sixth benefit of hunger is that a hungry person cannot oversleep, nor will he experience difficulty in worshipping Allah. On the contrary, overeating causes one to sleep more, and this shortens one's lifespan as far as worship of Allah is concerned. Abu Sulaiman Darani, rahimahullah, writes that whoever fills his belly experiences its six our harms in six ways. He is deprived of the sweetness of ibadah. It becomes difficult for him to attain wisdom, foresight, intelligence, and the light, nur of the recognition of Allah. He is deprived of expressing through sympathy with the creation of Allah, and he sees the world through his eyes. The stomach becomes heavy. The carnal desires will increase tremendously. When other Muslims will be coming to the masjid for salah, he will be occupied in answering the call of nature. So those are the harms of eating excessively. The seventh benefit of hunger is that the person who remains hungry or eats less, that person's worldly aspirations will decrease. Hence, one will not be burdened to earn money all the time. When a man gets used to hunger, he will be contented with a little. Instead of taking loans from people to be able to fill his belly, he will ignore the pangs of hunger till he receives something to eat. When anybody told Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah that a certain commodity had become expensive, he would say to the person, stop desiring it, and you will decrease its worth. You have honored the item by hankering after it, so drop its status by forsaking it. What could be cheaper than not purchasing it at all? So those are some of the points that we need to keep in mind in terms of hunger and eating less. The method of ridding oneself of the habit of filling one belly is that naturally it's impossible to quit the habit overnight, and hence a person should decrease one morsel from your daily amount of food. In this way, over a period of time, you will eat one or two slices less and you will not experience difficulty in doing so. When a person eventually reaches the desired level, should now concentrate on decreasing the number of times he eats and the types of food he eats. And this is some of the advices that have been given by our scholars of deen.